Tonight's Shir, Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, Seif Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Seif Beis. Kol Koyen She'ein Bo Echad Me'advorim Hama'akevim. A Koyen who has none of the reasons to hold him back from Duchenik. Im Eino Elo Duchen, if he doesn't go up to do the mitzvah, Birchus Kehanim, Afal Pisha Bito Mitzvah Seseh, Achas, even though he's Mevatel one mitzvah Seseh, it's as if he's over on three essay. If he was in shul when they called up the kahanim, or if they told him to go up the duchen or to wash his hands, so once he's given that instruction to go up and he ignores it, so he's mevatel his mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kan Zayin, she'ein bo echad v'chulu. There's no reason to hold him back. Because later in this chapter, we're going to cover many different things that will hold a kohen back from duchening. Yesh men she'ein diraisa l'kama poskim. Some of them are min haTorah according to many poskim. Yesh men she'ein l'kuli alma d'rabanan. Others are l'kuli alma d'rabanan. V'ayin l'kamei b'sif kan yubeis. Look later in sif kan yubeis. So even though it's one mitzvah essay in Tariq mitzvahs, it's as if he's over on three essay. For who? What are the three essay? Ko sivarchu, amar lahem, v'samu eshmi v'gomer. Those are the three. U'mekal malkam ikur essay einu ela achas. But the ikur is only one. For who? Ko sivarchu. Shenema b'loshen sivui lebracha. That's said as a command to give the bracha. Kazra poiskin, the poiskin write, that it says kapayim ein doichel isa tuma. Duchening does not override the isra of tuma. But Tom, the reason is ki yeshbo esay v'lois esay. When it comes to tuman kahanim, there's an esay and a lois esay. L'nefesh lo yitama is a lois esay. Kedoshimiyu is an esay. V'chein therefore, afilu meis pisoim acha shekvar amah shechziba kahanim. Let's say the shechziba called out kahanim. And then Nebuch, someone died all of a sudden. The Chal Aleim HaMitzvah Sasei Nesis Kapayim. Now, once they call out Kahanim, they have the Mitzvah Sasei Neduchen. Afilu Hachit Tzvichin Letzeis Tekev. Nonetheless, they have to leave right away. Hachutza, they have to go out. The Kohen is unaware that someone died. Tzarech L'Hagidlo, you have to tell him. Me, however, if the Tuma is in a room adjacent to the shul, the after listem habsochem v'chaloyinu shel beis haknesses shel bayis hamesham, it's possible to close up the doorways and the windows between the beis haknesses and the house, either on the shul side or the house side, where the nifter is. Afilu noydaloi, even if the kohen does know about it, ein tzarech lotzeis, he does not have to leave the shul ad shigmar siz kapayim until he finishes duchening. Then it says kapayim dvar Torah. The Tuma Kazoi and El Midorbanim, because the mitzvah of Duchening is a mitzvah diraisa, and this kind of Tuma is only Midorbanim. Amnam im noida kohen kadosh not ayod of alas the Duchen. Let's say the kohen finds out about this before he even washes his hands to go up the Duchen. Tov yoyser sheyetsa take of the chutzah. The best thing is for him to go out and leave the building. So the inyan of this Tuma Drabanon is explained in the notes on the side, that if the kohen is in a room where the mace will exit through that room, the basic knesses, he says, is chitzoni, and the bayis mace besoch is pinimi, and it's going to end up going through there, that's an iser tumo drabonon midin sof tumo lotzeis, and that's what we're talking about, an example of a tumo drabonon. So if that's what we're dealing with, and he already was up there, or they called kahanim, and he's already walking up, so then the derais of duchening overrides the drabon. But if he hadn't even washed his hands yet, he should go out. And certainly if the nift is in the same room, and then with the derais of tumor, he has to go out. Sivkon task, kishakari kohanim. When he's in shul and they call out kohanim, so then he has a mitzvah derais to go duchen. They don't call out kohanim, he doesn't go up. Dechsev, like the pasuk says, amor lahem. Say unto them, umutagaminan kad yemun, when they say to them, who kriyas kahanim shenakom omim, that is the calling out of kahanim that we say in shul. V'ayin l'kamoi b'sif kon yud, look ahead at sif kon yud. V'kos ha-mogin ha-rfom ha-gavim ha-maitz. V'davka sh'oklor v'aglov v'avoida. This is only if he started walking forward in the bracha of avoida. Amlo oklor v'aglov, but if he doesn't move his feet, ein ha-rashay las, and he can't go up. Oklor ha-mom is sifches, as we will learn in sifches. V'after ha-chazen kara kohanim, even the chazen called out kohanim. Osha amlo b'feresh las, or they tell him, go up. Eino oiver ba'ese. He won't be over on the ese. For the Rabbi Havi, b'shem tshuvas ma'amins, and the stop is that. Whereas the Rabbi, quotes ma'amins, who's in doubt? Duli bofer zemuchuiv lalos. Maybe in such a case he has to go up. Arkein eish lizor, shto lios oz, v'es a kinesis. So he really should be careful not to be in shul. Kadei shalo yovel is that to avoid the situation where they're going to call kahanim and he doesn't go up during the bracha of Ritzay. Ubalav achish lasos kein. Anyway, he should go out. We don't want people to say he's pogum, that he's a blemish, he's an unfit kohen. Who knows? Who's aware that he wasn't oikaraglov? They think he just can't go up even if he wanted to. So mimela, he shouldn't be in shul.
So let's say the chazan is does not like the kohen. I'm going to show him, and he just never calls him up.
There's no chiv, no mitzvah.
So the mitzvah is not chal.
Sivka and yud. Oim Amrlo, or if they tell him to go up, Zekoy Gam v'shohay b'sekneses v'lo kasha Amrlo, because this is when he was in shul and they tell him to go up, not if he's outside of the shul and they tell him to go up. Rak the bar mechab the hoyves lanu the ein nafkamina b'din bein teves kahanim shekoyre hachazan b'chal lekol kahanim. What the Shulchan Aruch is trying to point out is there's no difference if it's the chazan who calls out kahanim for all the kahanim. Oh, sha Amrlo b'frat lalo. So someone tells him personally, go up. Or the one who washes his hands to wash his hands, to tell him to go wash his hands. Do miram is gam ken abir kahanim, which also hinting to the mitzvah kahanim. Kulam bechal, all that is part of the pasuk amar lahem, tell them. Kulam bechal amar lahem who the oiver ba'aseim einu oiver, and he'll be over in an essay if he doesn't go up, because in mari gam ken lefidas amagin avam. Now this is also according to the Magen Avraham, she'akarag l'avoyda, and he moved his feet during avoyda. Vayinod be'alocha, she'baran Hashem, looking be'alocha, we clarified more. The devim mechaber k'rela gam kendim, she'amru lo'i b'ves ha'knesses, k'rin she'gom b'rach could say, that if they tell him in shul before the conclusion of the bracha would say, there's b'chol t'lak haraglov, he could move his feet and start walking forward, v'lo ros, he didn't want to. The oy be'asei l'kulyam, in such a case is over the essay according to everyone. Ayin shem oy ma'ashe k'sal, look there what he wrote. Be'alocha is a little bit lengthy. Be'alocha om amalu la'alos. He begins by saying, if they tell him to go up during the bracha of Ritzay, and he doesn't want to be oikar raglov, and he was in shul straight through to the time the kahana began to duchen, so there's no question, barur the oiver is es, he's zicha oiver in the mitzvah side. Even though, because he wasn't oikar raglov, he can't go up, he shouldn't have been oikar raglov. He's for sure oiver on esse. The shaila he has is, Mr. Pakna, if they tell him to go up before the end of the bracha Ritzay, and he didn't want, and then before they call out kahanim, he walks out. So he wasn't in shul during Nesias Kapayim. In that case, is he over or not? If he's in shul the whole time, he's zicher over. But let's say he walks out before the actual duchening. In such a case, do we say that since they told him to go up during Ritzay, that's already the beginning of the chiyuv of Nesias Kapayim, is vatal by walking out? Or, no, the Iker Chiyav is when they call out Kahanim, and it's during the Shasis Kapayim, and he's not there for Shasis Kapayim. So, he says it's Mistavra, that the Zman Chiyav is when the Kahanim are preparing themselves on Shasis Kapayim, which is the beginning of Avodah. And therefore, since they called him to go up, and he turned around and walked out, Akav is the essay. He wants the time that he is over on the essay. He is over on the essay. As soon as they start with say, and they tell him, let's go, and he turns around and walks out the door, he goes in Vatal Yaseh. Se'iv Gimel. Im Ola Pamachas B'yom Zeh. Let's say the Kohen did Duchen once that day. Shuv Einu Oiver Afilu Omelu Alei. He won't be over the mitzvah to say, even if they tell him to go up, and he refuses to go up for whatever reason he has. Mishnah Berurah Sim Kohen Yenav. Shuv Einu Oiver. Hainu Yisrael Leit Tzibur Achrina. There's another minion. That time, the reason is, Kim Yitzchak Kiyah Mitzvah Zuh B'yom Zeh. He did the mitzvah that day. Lo chivatu hatur yoseh. Torah does not obligate him more. Kol malkum im olah pam shenis. But if he does go up a second time, Sarach levarach mitchil ha-brach, he doesn't have to say the brach again. Hashem k'chanas v'chazal shalav, ha-mitzivano, and so on. Tal kapanim oisem mitzvah, because he is doing a mitzvah. V'afil b'oisem b'esek knesses v'aranosa kapav, even the same shul where he duchened earlier. So even Musaf, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, they'll duchen shachas and duchen Musaf. So there's no chiv to go up for Musaf. Min ha-tayra is no chiv. Once he duchened b'shachas, he did his mitzvah. He's not obligated to go up again for Musaf. If he does go up for Musaf, so he's going to make a bracha. He is mekayim a mitzvah. But he's not mechuyev. It's not like he's mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa of duchening by not going up a second time if he duchened once.
He davened already and he's the only kohen?
There's been many different cases. Let's say he went to early min and he's going to daf yom yishir after davening. And they call him the next time, oh, we need a kohen, come duchen. He's learning now. I don't want to go duchen now. I duchened already, and I'm learning my Seder, leave me alone. Is he mevatel a mitzvah? So lachis he's not. He did his chiyuv. He did his mitzvah. And even in the same minyan, shachris and musaf, we're saying is not mechuyev.
To the extent that we said that the audience has a mitzvah in a sense to be participating with him, if he doesn't, there's nothing to call on them.
Exactly. Yeah. Now the notes on the side being an interesting question. It's like this: as far as making the bracha a second time, they want to say it's like tefillin. You wear tefillin, you make a bracha. You did your mitzvah. Let's see when we're film later in the day. You have to make another bracha. You don't have to, but if you do, you make another bracha. So too, if you duchen a second time, makes another bracha. What happens, he says, if the first time he duchened, he was the alone kohen, and now there's a second kohen. So here, he quotes the Sefer Kesef Shulchan that he should go duchen a second time. Because there are those who hold that there's no mitzvah d'oraisa, there's only one kohen. And when there's two kohanim, it's the d'oraisa. So Mela, as that, he should duchen a second time. If the second kohen, to duchen with him a second time. Se'if dalet. Kesha ha-kohanim einam roitzim la'alos duchen. When the kohen doesn't want to go up. Einam tzrichim li'shoyis chutz v'yis ha-kneses. They don't have to be outside of the shul. Ela b'shar she'koyachas ha-kohanim. Only when they call out kohanim. Al kadei she'lo yom ha-shem pekum. In order they shouldn't look like their pogum. No, actually, comes with Knesset Shigwich's kam. The meaning is that they're not there till they have the duchening. As he's saying is that if they're not there during the kahanim call up, they can come back in for duchening. They're not duchening themselves, so they shouldn't be in shul when they're called kahanim. But after that, they can come in. But the second half is saying in order that they shouldn't look like they're pogum. The meaning is they stay out during the duchening. Mishnah Berurah explains if kahan yud beis kashkam anyways when the kahan doesn't want to go up. Why does he want to go up? Go to Chalosh. He's weak. He can't get up the stairs. He can't hold his hands up for the amount of time necessary. Magen Avram quotes the Mordechai. That if he's going to walk out, he should walk out before they begin the bracha of Vetzei. By the time, the reason is that people in the shul shouldn't say that these people, these kaham who are not duchening, are blemished. They don't walk forward during Wednesday. We also don't want the Levim who poured the water on their hands to come over them and tell them to go up. The poskim write, those who are apostle, those who are invalid to duchim, even if it's only psul drabon, they talk, you don't have to go out. Because chazan calls out kahanim, and kavanos of psulim, he has no kavana for the psulim. V'eskimu od, and they agree further. The afilim omlo beferish alei. Even if someone told him, go duchen. Okshayim v'esekneses about psulim. Let's say the whole shul is just psulim. The only kahana of psulim. The bevad that kavanos shechsim b'shekoyre kahanim waleim. So if the shechsim is called kahanim, he's got to mean them. Filo hachi and tzvichan alos. They still don't have to go up. They're over an essay. They're not over an essay. It's not on their own that they're not going up. The Chacham told them not to go up. And the Chacham has such a koyach to tell them to refrain from the mitzvah of Shabbat Hasa. But let's say in shul, the only kahanim are there are the kahanim that are post rabban. El Yerab is inclined to say they should walk out before it's Eger, and so is implied from the notes of Rekive Eger. Look over there. Really, you don't have to be outside when they call the word Kohanim. That's something to say. if they're not hearing the word kahanim from the chazan, in chalem shum chiyuv, there's no chiyuv on them. Afilu kishi kan soakach, even they walk in afterwards. The chenal b'sefes, we send sefes. So they can really come back in for the duchening itself, just they can't be there for the word kahanim. But lemaisa, we don't want that, because if they walk back in and they're not duchening, people are going to say sefkan yudal chain pegumim, that there's some kind of blemish. It's limited to say b'nei gerush b'nei chalutza. Maybe their yichus is wrong. Maybe their mothers are gerushas or chalutzas. It couldn't matter their fathers, therefore they're chalolim. So we don't want people to say such things about them and their kids and their grandkids. So mamela, it's better they just stay out in order to avoid any possible laws on their yichus.